Channel 2 Right and beginning the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of November 73. Channel 2 Right and beginning the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, 29th of November 73. Channel 2 Right and beginning the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, 29th of November 73. Channel 2 Right and beginning the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, 29th of November 73.
Home, but I wouldn't bother.
Up until that rain, we had that. How long has it been raining over at your place?
I come from the other way. You know, if you're on over here, I told you I was in that grove?
Yeah.
On the other side of the house on. It wasn't raining back there when I leave.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't raining back there.
It hadn't got over there yet, huh?
It was on its way, though. The doctor was getting when I was on my way.
Was it coming up?
Yeah, it was getting dark back in there. Dark and darker.
Shoot fire.
Good to be.
Where you gotta go?
Don't kill them. Carry them on you.
Yeah.
Tell them them little shops, little sheds.
Yeah.
I got them already sold. The man told me to bring them this morning.
Can you get your money out of him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd give it to me as soon as they roll up now.
Yeah.
I don't have to even get them off or he'll be handing me the money.
Well, is that on the way home?
No, I got to go clean that old killer. On that full end, you know, where... Oh, it's a good piece for no killer out this way, but on the full end there.
Yeah.
So I go straight on from here to there. Then I come back around home.
On 301.
I go on 441.
441.
And now I come back on 301 home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going 441, it goes into 301.
Goes into 301, they'll come together now and then.
Yeah.
And I'll go about 5 miles up the road, that's where the little shed.
Oh, I see.
After they come together now and then.
Well, now, do you go, which way do you go back on 301?
No. 301 and 441 come together.
Yeah, but I mean when you go home.
When I go home, I go on 301 back home.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you ain't much, you're not going out of your way much.
No, and I'm supposed to stop by this restaurant down here in Orange Lake.
Yeah,
and sit off about 6 bunches of greens. Right there.
Fade
wind. Yeah. Then I'll go on in and kill them, and then I'll come home, and I'm through for the day.
Yeah.
But they want more. They done give me an order again.
Yeah.
So they just keep me going now.
Well, where did you get these greens, John?
I got them greens from over here from my son. He got plenty of them.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he got a big field. But mine didn't grow hardly. It didn't rain out on them. You know when it rained out there?
Oh, you mean over there on the Hawthorne though?
Yeah. You know last time it rained out there, I was picking them peas. You remember when I come by and them peas?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't rained since. Now, you know how long that been.
Yeah.
And my greens growing, they about like that there, but they just need water.
Right.
If that water get on them, do I got it? If it rained there today.
Well, will they still make?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll make. Hurt this hell for me to get some coffee?
Yeah, you wouldn't hurt you to have a little
warm me up, eh?
Yeah. If a fella just rushes around, you see, from pillar to post, you wear him out.
It sure will.
Just wear him out.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
John, what do you do that you like to do anymore?
I love farming, but I just can't command it hardly. I love farming. I love that farm business.
Yeah.
But I just can't hold on to it, look like. I love that.
Yeah.
That oily money is what you get. But they think to stop all the tourists now, so what we got to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
If you stop the tourists, you ain't going to sell nothing.
No, we got no customers.
That's right. That's what buy all them oranges and things, going along the road, them little blue sheds.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that, you'd just have to sell them all to the packing house.
That's right. And he'll just take them from me when he find out he can do that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
That's something. If you haven't got another market there, sort of liven it up.
You ain't joking. There ain't no joke. Well, Joe, it's gonna be something.
Well.
And I appreciate my little change you let me made this summer, because I clear that helped me a long, long way.
Did it?
Oh, man, you don't know what you've done. You don't know what you, what you know the Lord will help you for that. He ain't joking. He'll help you for helping poor people where they ain't got nothing like that.
Yeah.
You helped me. I had to say so. But you didn't know it, did you?
No.
Yeah, you really did.
You mean you just needed something to work with?
Yeah, and I got it done. And I was getting that little money to help feed me, help pay my little bills.
Yeah.
And help me to got where I can start a seat.
Yeah.
But Lord, man, I was paying it. But you know them little peanuts helped me.
Yeah. Well, you had a market right here.
Zebby.
Yeah.
Zebby, come get them. That's right. But you don't find that every day, though, do you?
No. Mm-hmm. You don't find it over in Citra much.
No, sir.
That's why
all the land they got there, they won't let you plant none of it on the continent. They got cattle, and they don't want you to farm it. They rather put grass on it. It's just a mess, I tell you. And they got plenty of land they don't even never use. Don't put no grass or nothing on it. But that's just the way the people is. I don't know why some people that way. Offer the PM for the rent of the land, and they won't let you have it.
No, they don't. They ought to find. Now, you see, they ought to be somebody around there, you see, that you could work in with.
That's right. That's right. That ain't no joke. They just don't want to do it.
Well, now, this fella over here, what's his name? Where you are?
Mr. Cooks. He ain't got enough land. That's what got him. See, he got all that orange grove. If you plant them now, you can't hardly plant in that orange grove and take care of the grove, too, you know. You can plant about two rows in the middle.
Yeah, that's
between there. That's about all. You can wake the orange tree too.
That ain't going to carry you far.
That's right.
Two rows in the middle.
That's right. That's right. He don't care if I plant that. And a little field he got out there, about 2 acres. And about 1 acre in the front. See, that's just little places like that. That's all he got.
Well.
This other man would know him, let him have his pasture with a big doctor in Gainesville. He got a big pasture with it. Now that's where we had the watermelon. That was a big piece of land, but he said he's going to plant cow grass in there.
Yeah.
So that you got that.
Everything, they do it the easy way, don't they?
That's right. I'll tell you what I want to do, though. Me and you got to get together on it. And give you half of the money, what I make, and just plant that place in peanuts early. And you get half of the money, and I get half. How about that?
Well,
let's study over it now.
You think your peanuts is the best thing?
That's the best thing you can put on
there. It don't take much work.
That's right. If it's starting 10 ton right in the right time, in March, you don't have no trouble. You can get $10 a crate for them. You might get more than that this time.
Well, you know, if you get started in March,
mm-hmm.
You see, you won't have to deal with all that old coffee weed.
Nah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's exactly what I'm telling you. But you could come back after you get that fresh crop off. You could plant some peas or sweet potatoes there and make a good crop of sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
that's
something that will shade it all.
Nah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I got a whole lot of little sweet potatoes. Them little ones.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bed them. And I'll have plenty of vines. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put them right in. I got them now to the house.
Oh. Take your peanuts off and put in some sweet potatoes.
No, that's right. And then that sweet potato crop will come in there after the peanuts, and you make money off of them. You make more money off of the potatoes than you would off the peanuts.
Yeah.
But they sell for about $8 a bushel.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes, they high now.
God almighty, you couldn't buy them for that. That'd be a dime piece, John.
Is that the way it is? I bought three and it was $1 or so. Three good sizes. It wasn't a bit bigger. It was a little bit larger than this jar here. Right at $1. This vessel said $1.90 or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It high. Yeah,
did you ever think you'd pay that for sweet potatoes?
Never have thought. I never dreamed of that. No. My daddy used to have them in banks, and we'd let them stay there and feed them to the hogs. We'd run over to the next year and we'd feed them to the hogs. You don't get that no more, though. I seen a man making syrup just now up to the Hawthorne. Between Hawthorne and Grow Park. Had his mules going, attracted us, and the juice just running out, and they had a smoke coming from under a kettle.
Yeah.
They making syrup up there.
Well, I would die.
Yes, sir.
Make sure.
Think about my granddaddy did. My old granddaddy used to have that stuff.
Yeah.
And had his smoke all out there, this big old ham just hanging up. Now I'd get me a knife and he'd even cut me a little piece off and eat it raw. You know how you.
Yeah.
That thing was good.
Yeah, just eat it raw.
Yeah, you could smell it all over the place. Killing that meat.
Yeah.
People got out of all of that. Looked like they just kind of run away from everything but right and good.
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you, John, this thing seems so fast, you
mm-hmm.
know, it just keeps you sort of addled all the time.
It sure will.
If a fella had time to catch his breath and think a little bit,
mm-hmm.
he could take care of himself.
You ain't joking.
But look at all these bills.
That's right.
Your bills come in so fast, it makes you...
Man, you got to run the way, don't say nothing. And I had that home I got built, you know, the year when President Kennedy got killed. And I've been paying on it ever since.
Yeah.
And that's been 10 years ago now. I don't know how many more years I got to pay.
That's right. It's been 10 years because he was on the radio.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
So I've been paying on it 10 years now. I forgot how many years I had. I tell you, I forgot. I can look on my paper and find out. But I know I ain't through paying yet. Not quite.
10 years, not quite enough?
No, I think it'll be about 15.
Well?
I think they give me 15 years to pay. Oh,
yeah.
Got about five more, maybe.
At least you got it. You got cheap money then.
That's right. I couldn't build that house for that, no. Oh, man. I bought them blocks for 12 cents a piece. You know what them blocks cost now? 36 cents for the sorriest grade. Not the best. That's for the worst sorry grade. Yeah, the best grade will cost you about 40-something cents a block. This for the old block.
Well, now, all the time I've been buying them, they've been costing around 20 cents, and they deliver them.
You won't get them now. Can't hardly get them.
They deliver them, John.
Yeah, goodness. If that ain't so good thinking.
Well, that rests me a little bit.
Yeah.
Feel a little better.
Sure. Reckon what time it is?
It ain't late.
My watch broke. I got in the shop.
About
3 o'clock. Yeah, I'll get on down there in plenty of time. Man wants $3 of them sour. I told him, I don't know what he got to do with them sour tangerines. He said he want them, so he bought them. Of course, the man give me half of the money for what I sell.
Mm-hmm.
Them things up there. Told me to kill all I want home to, for my use and to eat and for my children.
Mm-hmm.
But he want to pay for the others. give him half of the money.
He lets you eat what you want, but if you sell him...
I give him half of the money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that because I believe in right. I don't believe in wrong.
Yeah. How much did you sell for now,
$5 a bushel.
$5?
A bushel.
That's not select. That's just out of the field.
This chem right there. You know, you got the chem to the man. You get $5 for him.
Yeah.
But if he come to the field, he can get him for about $4.50. Mm-hmm. $4.50 if you come get them yourself.
Yeah. Well, that travel adds up.
Oh, man, no sense. And then they got to stop you from traveling now. They cut out on this gas the first of the year. You know, you ain't got to get no gas.
Yeah.
You ain't got no big drum shop to get one either.
I used to have, but they're all gone. I don't even have one. They've all got a hold in them that I've got.
Man, a man better look out for himself a little bit, don't you think?
What do you burn over there for heat? Gas?
Wood. I got a heater. But I had to burn gas from a stove. But I burn wood from a heater.
For your cooking stove?
Yeah.
You got a gas cook stove?
That's right.
And then you burn...
wood for heat.
Yeah.
And I got a wooden heater, one of them big iron heaters.
Where you get your wood?
To the dump. Go down to the dump and get it.
Where people haul it off?
Haul it off, sawed up in blocks. Mm-hmm.
Already sawed
up? Already sawed up. Down here to the Horn Lake dump, I done haul. If you go to my house and look, you say, where you get all that wood from?
Yeah.
And I go to that in the cistern, and I get it out of that and carry it. And people say, where you going with all that junk? I got it there. I got plenty of wood.
Well,
yes, sir.
All sawed up.
That's
all
right.
Do is split it.
That's all. Yes, sir. They haul it and throw it away and cut it up and throw it away. So I go out and get it.
John, what I'm talking about now, I'm not talking about farming. I'm talking about what you see. You get all you can do now is just keep your mind on putting something on the table.
That's
you,
right.
You don't have no pleasure.
That's right. Sure don't. Sure is.
So it used to be you didn't know what a good thing you had of it.
You ain't joking. Sure didn't. Sure didn't. I ain't no joke.
Now you could just lay out all you wanted to.
That's right. That's right.
And nobody cared.
That's right. Sure did. Ain't that a real nutter?
Yeah. And there's something going on over there all the time.
All the time. All the time.
And you didn't have to look around for somebody to knock around with. There's plenty of them there.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right. Sure was.
Well, I'm not talking about in the Depression. I'm talking about when, you know, when you had a little money. And
that's
like
right.
That.
Sure right.
Well, now that's, I think about that a whole lot, you see.
Sure right.
About everything I do around here is just picking up stuff. And
sure right.
Trying to keep the fences up and all like that. I don't get out and knock around in it.
No, sure right. No, sir.
You got to watch after your children.
That's right. One done married, the other none leave home, so that's good. Them boys, like, they just scatter anyhow. I don't, they rough. And the girls, I'm going, one of them married, and they didn't tell us she was going to marry till like the day, and she married the next night.
Yeah.
We didn't know she was even thinking to get married. Didn't know she was even coaching. She finished the 12th grade.
Yeah. Oh, did
we wanted to send her to college.
Yeah.
I went and borrowed some money, and my daughter, which got a little money, said, I'll pay the other half, and we're going to send her to college. Said she don't want to go to college.
Yeah.
But I ain't coaching. I mean, you know anything she read to marry. So, she is, said she don't believe she needs no more school. She need it, but she said she don't.
Well, she might change her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what the other one do?
She quit school. She ain't but 16. She quit school. Went off from home and stayed 2 weeks. Well, we went to pushing behind and hunting her and had the shares, give the shares and giving the people her picture. And she come back home and stayed then, all right. Now she done moved from home again.
Oh, I see.
So she come the other day and told me, said, Daddy, we might get married.
Yeah.
So, if she get married, I'd appreciate her better.
Yeah, you like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they don't ask you, they just tell you.
Mm, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Now, what happens to your boys, John?
I got 2 boys married and got a family. They got, one got 6 children, the other got 5.
Oh, they have?
Mm-hmm.
Good
yeah.
Lord, you got more grandchildren you can take over.
My grandboy is the president of the North Mirren School. President over there group. He's the president over there. Had a picture in the newspaper, you know, Killer Star Banner the other day.
Yeah.
And some white children in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he the president. Yeah.
Well, are you kind of proud of him?
Yes, sir. He's going on now.
Do you go over there and visit him?
Yes, sir. I sure do. I had to ask him, I said, who little picture that I seen in the paper? That was my granddaddy.
he owns up to it.
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
Well, now, when they go to school like that, it kind of keeps them out of mischief.
No, that's right. That's right. But every time they pick up a paper, now some little boy done shot a BB gun in somebody's window or shot their car glass out or something all the time. It's Miss Stevens.
Yeah.
Did the other bad boys cause a heap of that. They bad and the other boys bad too together. They ain't bad, but this Miss Stevens.
They don't know much, they don't hardly know the difference. Let me tell you what happened over here. Ain't anybody much broke, nobody's ever broke in over here.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do, we don't have a dog and
mm-hmm.
not many people around here. Most of the time it's rather quiet. They come over here and just help themselves to the gasoline.
Oh, sure.
All they got to do is walk up there and put a tube in there and let it come out. See?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't anybody going to bother them. They don't know. Dark night or moonlight night, I don't guess it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have any trouble like that?
Not yet. Not yet. But they tell me they sure coming at it, they reckon. That man, what I used to work with the hog on them, Tom Baylor, what I was telling you about, was full of his place. He said every night he leave his tank there full of gas, and when he wake up, his gas gone. So he see the tracks the next morning. So his wife was raking alongside the truck, and I'm at the walk along. She said, "Don't you walk along there, John?" I said, "What's that?" Say, "I've got to find these kind of track cameras come in here and steal my gas out of my husband's truck every night."
Yeah.
That's what she told me. So they never even caught him yet. They've been getting that gas.
So it's coming.
Yeah.
I went over here at the service station and told them, you know, and they says, "Well, he didn't even pay attention to it. Apparently, so many people have been missing gas."
Yeah.
It's coming.
All right.
John, let me tell you, I want you to come over here sometime when you stay a little while. There's several little things I want to ask, and I can't think of them. When
all right,
John. And Cumberland Faye's here, and Rick here, and them.
All right.
And Debbie and them are here.
All right.
So we need to talk a little business.
All righty.
I got my mind full of all this other stuff. I don't know what to do.
No,
where are you going to get that cane?
I can cut it down nine, bank it, or bring it on over here when I come back.
Yeah.
Or either bank it, and when time to plant it, you have your land fixing to plant it. You can plant it now, or you can wait till then and plant it. It don't make no difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd want to plant it out there where it wouldn't be in the way.
That's right.
Where the cows wouldn't get to it.
That's right. And you grow that first patch, then you will have enough to plant a bigger and a bigger place every time.
Every time.
That's right. And then you can sell some of it.
Yeah.
For 20 cents a stalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can sell it for 20 cents a stalk. You grow good cane. All you had to do is strip it down, and it'll turn this as red and pretty. You just say sugar cane. It ain't sugar cane, it's peel. You can tell it peel. Peel depth.
Yeah.
But it grow a stalk that big.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
That's big as an apple.
If you tend to it, it'll sure grow it. It's that large.
Big as this pine jar.
Yeah, it'd be the size of this one.
Is that little pickle jar?
Mm-hmm. Be the size of that around. You can't get your fingers around it.
That's huge.
Yes, plenty of it. But the little seed what you cut for it, it don't be that large, the seed can. You can plant the big one or the little one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you. You don't have enough equipment over here to work with.
No, Phil, no. I see a little tractor, Ford tractor like you beside the road up here for sale, though. This morning, and I intend to go back and see about it. But I ain't went back. That was this morning, I seen you sitting beside the highway. I look forward.
Yeah.
If it's a gooder one of that and you got it, it ought to be a gooder.
Yeah, that one's all right.
You sure is.
Well,
what is that?
That's the telephone, man.
Oh,
I haven't got, this ain't been dead, just completely
oh,
dead.
Oh, my, yeah.
Couldn't even call the operator.
Well, all clear.
That cultivator bar I've got out there, that's not the kind you need now.
That's right, it's showing. It's showing.
Well, can't you look around and find something?
I tell you, I'm going to see this old boy and see what he done in that little disc tiller. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Did that blade set off this two blades or three blades?
Yeah.
I think this one has three. And it just water that stuff over. Just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if that clear or nothing, them rock won't worry it, because it'll go right under there and it sort of scoop it up like rolling. And it'll turn it.
Yeah. Well, there ain't no use figuring on lights until you get something to work with.
You ain't joking about that. It really ain't.
And if you have to go to store and buy it, you're in bad shape.
You ain't joking.
I think you'd know all these people you could borrow it from, but you can't.
They don't have them kinds. They don't have nothing but them old long. Butch and barge and all like that.
Yeah.
And them things, but they got so big that your tractor wouldn't pull it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble. You see, you've got to keep that.
It'll strain your tractor too much to try.
You've
got to
keep getting a bigger tractor if you're going to borrow anything.
That's right. That's right.
So,
yeah. I think Seen some good bottom plows on me lately, but I don't like them bottom plows, do you? There's good on new in there. Somewhere I've seen them plows.
Them disc plows,
them disc plows the best.
That's
right, gonna roll it.
Yeah.
Whatever. And instead of it running on there turning it, it'll roll it.
That's what you need, something to roll it.
That's right. So did you get any sweet potatoes?
No.
You didn't make no sweet potatoes?
No.
Huh?
No.
Didn't make none?
Uh-huh.
You plant them on the wrong time.
I think so.
You grow a pretty vine, but you won't make no potatoes.
I never saw anything like this before.
That's what it is. Grow the prettiest vine you ever seen and no potatoes. Now, them little bit what I told you I found in the dump. You remember when I told you I found some and I was going to bed them? That's the little seed I got now.
Yeah.
I got some potatoes out there in that. And you may think I'm just telling something for the fun of it. It's as big around as this jaw and about as long as this one.
Yeah.
Nice potatoes. And then I graded the little ones out for make the seeds for the next time.
Yeah.
But you plant them things coming up to the full moon. That's when you plant them.
Yeah.
If you plant them on the way to the moon or the growing moon, you don't make nothing but a big vine and a heap of pretty vines. No potatoes.
When did you plant yours?
I plant mine 3 days before the full moon.
Yeah.
That's when I plant them, 3 days before the full moon, or right on the full moon. It don't make no difference. But after that, you plant them. You're not growing nothing but a vine.
Well, let me tell you, John, I grew up wearing your sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And I never saw anything like this before.
I seen it over in Gainesville. A man had to put his patch of potatoes. Oh, that was some pretty vine. Whew! I don't know if he's gonna dig something. He ain't got 3 potatoes out the whole field. You ask him. That thing got me. I said, man, all them pretty vines, ain't no potatoes. And he said, ain't nothing on them. I done dug me about all of it and plowed it up, and ain't nothing. Ain't got but about 3 or 4 sweet potatoes. I said, that's all. He said, that's all. There ain't nothing under them things. That thing game. That was the prettiest potato patch I'm over ever seen.
Well, you know what I did? I plowed up one row down there, and I couldn't find anything. So I plowed up another one, couldn't find anything. So I just took this old cultivator bar, just like you left it.
Yeah.
And I took it down there and just. Well, I turned the cows in first and let them eat the vine.
Sure.
I had to turn them in 2 or 3 times before they never had the sweet potato vine before.
Sure. Mm.
They ate those sweet potato vines and they'd go along there and look for a little sprout coming out.
Yeah, sure right.
They took to them vines.
Yeah, sure. They love them. They sure do.
And then I took this old... this cultivator bar down there, and I just went back and forth and opened them up, and the cows got so they'd eat them, and
yes,
I wouldn't let them stay in long, and then, you know, because they like to change.
Yes, sir. Sure, right.
They like to change pastures. They like to have a stride.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right. I understand you. Yes, sir.
And they, the first thing they do, they bunch up and walk along there and try to find some sweet potatoes.
That's right.
Well, if you've got to go, but let me tell you, John, what you ought to do now. You ought to try to hit us over here when the rest everybody's here, while we can sit around, and we can get into it. We can do a little better.
All right.
We can figure better.
All right.
When we've got something to go on.
All right.
And we can figure on some of that equipment.
All right. All right then. Well, I'll come back then Monday.
You don't even go to preaching.
No, I sure don't no more. Some of them preachers got so authority that I ain't gonna go hear them. You can stay home and pray and get along better yourself. Some of them preachers ain't no good. You know that though, don't you? Call yourself preachers.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
so
many of them.
Yeah. I see some of them know them would ride the other man's wife up and down the road all day. Well, that ain't right.
Right,
hear,
right
hey,
out there.
I hear my boy laugh. Yeah, that's what it is.
Is that what
he
does?
Yeah, I heard that. He must have laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to work for him out in the Grove. The last time I heard when he had a brand new Chevrolet, a Malibu, he come to my house, and next thing I know, the other preacher told me, he said, I said, we preach a car. He said, huh. So that man got drunk and threw up that car. I said, drunk and threw up the new car? He said, yeah. I said, well, and said, the road man come up and asked him and said, yeah, you like the road, your car, you bent it up bad. And he told the road man, ain't nothing near my car. And the road man said, you talking like that, I better kill you, won't even see you, what is you? Katie, me and checked on him and he got him for intoxicated. Driving intoxicated. So they didn't put him in jail, but he got out. But now he got to go to school, go to driving school.
They get you.
Yeah, they get you. You drink that stuff and be out there messing around, they sure get you. Get him in that jail and that thing told it on him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that thing to give you blow.
Yeah.
They know how to get you. I seen a bad wrecking mirror yesterday. I went to get some fruit to that little shed over there. And the lady that took her out and put her in the ambulance and carried her to Palatka. Over there, the Melrose. And the truck was tore all the pieces, and that car wouldn't hurt that bad. But it didn't hurt that woman because they carried her. And it was 1 hour before the road man got there. Mm-hmm. That was a building of a mess. Had all the road blocked there.
Yeah.
Had to run the edge of the ditch to get by.
Yeah. Well, you know, they got. They don't have many road men now.
No, I see they don't. Not even used to.
You call somebody down this end of the county, he may have to come from the far other end of the county.
That's right. They struck for more money once, you know, I remember seeing it in the news. And I don't think they come up with that money, so they, a whole lot of them quit.
Yeah, I tell you.
Yep. That you beating and bamming out there? He got a drum home.
Oh, has
he? He got a drum he wagon boy, cost $100 and something. He can whoop that thing. He beat that drum. And all them little drums and cymbals, and he go ahead on with it.
Oh, that's your house?
Yeah. So I reckon that's why he, I can't think anything about that drum.
I'd love to hear him.
Yeah, he can whoop that drum.
You think he'll probably come by there sometime? Reckon he'd
yeah, he'll play for you. Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know just how to get to your house. Where do you turn off? Is it on the far side of that road?
Yeah, on the far side. Mm-hmm. If you're going from Citra down to my place, like you're going on the...
You going through Citra?
That's right. And come where the... Where it's the old 301, you're the arrow, and new 301 is the four lane.
Yeah.
Well, they say old 301, you just flip right back round and come right back like you're coming back to Citra.
And then ask.
And the first place you can turn off the road on the right, after you turn back, that's where I live, right there.
How far is it out of Citra?
Out on the other side of McLeod's Silver Spring Packing House.
Yeah.
You pass there.
Yeah.
You go on down till you get right there. You'll see the old 301 has got an arrow pointing.
Yeah.
But the new one goes straight ahead on the four lane. But we say old 301, that's where you want to turn. Just turn right round. Right on round on the other side. Come right back up there. And the first road you see turning there, that's where I live.
Well, now you don't live in a settlement?
Yeah, there's some people out there. From there all the way for about all the way back to Citra. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that?
Yes, sir.
So you live right there on the edge of the settlement?
That's right.
Well, you, any of them folks ever help you? You can't get any help from them?
No, they don't do nothing. They look like everything they do it look like against you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get much help there.
No. Okay. All they look out for is themselves. They stood you.
Yeah. If they working for you, if they work for you, they just give you a hard time.
Now, man, I asked a man to come put some windows in my house. You know, two of my windows broke. I asked him to come. I got the new windows. I asked him to come put them in. Nobody told me to charge me an hour to work on them, to put them in. Make a guess. What do you charge me just to put the windows in?
Yeah.
Make a guess. What do you say you'll charge me an hour?
I guess you charge about $5 an hour.
Exactly what he told me. $5 an hour. And he got to make all the hours he can because he got to plunk around and make out this ain't right and that ain't right.
Yeah.
You just kill the time.
Let me tell you. Over here on the road across the street, over there past the River Styx. Do you know them people who live there at the corner of the Cross Creek Road? Guthrie? You don't know them?
Guthrie?
Yeah.
That name sounds mighty familiar.
old man Guthrie lived there. He died.
George Guthrie?
I don't think his name was George Guthrie. But anyhow, they got the Sears people to come out there and put a new roof on for
them. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's some roof they put on.
Sure.
You know the valleys there?
Yeah.
They got metal.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't put metal in there. They just put the shingle.
Yeah, I see.
How long is that going to last?
No, not long.
Well, let me tell you now. The thing leaked, and it leaked down into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just redone all that bathroom. Well, they kept after them. They finally went down there to get the manager, and the manager sent a man out there, and he tore the ceiling off, and he pulled the floor up like he meant business. And that's been a month, and he hadn't been back since.
Oh.
Now, that's Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you haven't had anything in worse than that.
No, sir. I sure ain't. I had a man to come drain my 50 tank. He charged me $50. And he wasn't there in no time. That whole thing pumping. He charged me $50.
Is that right?
That's right. $50 cash. That'd be $50 of my money rent. What I had, I was holding it back in order. Him a tax.
You can't make it that fast.
Nah, I got a tax thing done come to me for him. $84 and something. From a tax for this year. On 1 acre, ain't quite an acre of land. That's it.
You can't make it that fast, can you?
Sure can.
Who makes money? Are you? Well, your children help you a little bit.
A little now and again, that's right. Yeah, a little bit.
But that's just, they don't work now.
And then when they help me, they get it all right back when they're going to school or something. The teacher said this thing and that thing. And I look, they got more than they ever made. Yeah, you know. It don't do me much.
You know, if a fella could just, everybody just leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him have his own family go out there and do a little something.
That's right.
You don't even have your own family, John.
That's right. That's right. Still don't, no.
Somebody else tells them what to do.
That's it. It looks like they like the other fella. They'll get out and wait for the other fella.
What's the best time you ever had?
Not too much of it. I sure ain't.
What is the best time you ever had?
When I was home with my mom and daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the best time I ever had. Yeah. When I was home with them, I'm telling you the truth. When I was home with them, I stayed there till I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
And I'd bring my mother told me, say, when I got 21, she said, you 21? Mm-hmm. Nah, you keep your money. I'll give her my money right on.
Yeah.
Now I got to be 23 years old, I'm getting married. And my mom said, take some of your money. I wouldn't take but about $2 or $3. Give it to her. And I made much money there, man, ever made lonely men. They pay me just what they would the men, so I do the same way.
Yeah.
But, killer, now they don't give me no money. They wake and make big piles of money when I look at them, throw it all in looking for me to feed them.
You know, they can go out and people pay them more than would you.
That's right. That's
right. Is that right?
That's right.
Hell, that's where up there where I work, they get these young fellas brand new, and to pay them more than I make.
That's right.
I've been there.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yes, sir. Well, I reckon I better run, Mr. Marlin. I'm going to come over here one day, and I have a whole lot of time and get off. I'm going to make it sometime. Ain't going to get no time. Just got to make some time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come back, Marlin. Reckon that's got to be enough of that fruit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Reckon that's enough of that fruit?
Oh, man, it's working.
Yes, sir.
That old telephone is working.
Yes, sir, that's good.
Well, let me tell you, John,
Channel 2 Right and beginning of the end of the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th November 73. Channel 2 Right and the end of the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th November 73. Channel 2 Right and the end of the visit with John around 700 and the end of the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, 29th November 73. This Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of November, 73. Channel 2 Right, and the end of the visit with John Turner, Channel 2 Right, around 600 or 800, and the end of the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of November, 73.